I'm Walt Lindela, and this is an active physical therapy update. Today we talk with Sarah Gopal, physical therapist with the Ishpeming Clinic for Active Physical Therapy, to find out more about carpal tunnel syndrome. Here's Sarah Gopal.
Carpal tunnel is an aggravation to the median nerve. We have three nerves that go to your hand, and one in particular is the median nerve that goes through a tunnel. It's called the carpal tunnel. It's made by a transverse ligament that goes across the wrist. It gets aggravated, and so then you can end up having pain or tingling or numbness. So the numbness is the worst, and then loss of function because the nerve becomes so compressed.
So what are some of the things that maybe early on should be looked at? I mean, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I went through that. I eventually ended up having surgery. It was able to be treated for a while, but it started with sort of like a tingling in my hands.
Typically, it'll start with pain and then tingling, and then the numbness is the worst or loss of function. But if you're wondering if you're having it, you know, posture is a huge factor, and sleeping postures, just our day-to-day posture. The thing about carpal tunnel that people don't really realize is sometimes it can be an entrapment of that nerve at your neck, at your shoulder, at your elbow, or at your wrist, and then you just have the symptoms in the wrist. So a physical therapist would look at that, and they would actually have you stretch that nerve all the way up to your neck, because a lot of times it's not just the repetitive motions that we think about, you know, typing on a computer, sleeping, postures where you're really flexed or fingers are really flexed. A lot of repetitive motion can cause it, but it can also be some other postural considerations that people don't think about too much.
Such as what? I mean, you're talking about posture. You're talking about when you're maybe seated doing some typing and those repetitious things, or what?
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, we all are forward. We're looking at our computers. We're looking at our books or whatever, and everything's forward. And so everything gets real tight through your shoulders, and then you get tight through your elbows. And sometimes you can have a little injury. You don't even realize it, and it starts the entrapment syndrome, and then it just kind of blossoms as the time goes on. But it's more of a forward head, rounded shoulder, slumped posture.
Kind of leaning in and looking at our stuff on our phones, on
our
devices.
Phones are huge nowadays, that they'll definitely keep PTs in business for a while.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, Sarah, it's actually fairly well known. I mean, I'm just curious, is this relatively common?
It's pretty common. And, you know, most people have heard the term.
Sure.
I don't know that a lot of them understand, you know, what it means exactly.
Uh-huh.
And or what they can do to treat it. So if you're suspecting maybe that you have it, especially if you have a job that you sit at, mm-hmm. It's really important to get your posture assessed and, you know, making sure when you're sitting, you want your elbows to be like at a 90 degree angle. And then if you're having a time, some pain when you're typing, you can get the rest, you know, the wrist rest that you can put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people find comfort with that. You can always use a cold pack on your wrist. That will decrease any inflammation because it's usually an inflammatory process in the beginning.
Sure.
That could start it. Again, posture is number one. Secondary, you could do some ice treatment to the wrist. Sometimes people will get wrist splints to wear at night so mm-hmm. that they're not curling their wrist and going into a lot of what we call flexion. So there's a lot of things to be done in the beginning. The problem is people seek treatment once the symptoms are pretty severe.
Okay.
And so really you should try to get on it as soon as possible to address it, you know, to try to prevent surgery. You know, surgery is definitely helpful, but if you can prevent any type of surgery, that's best.
Yeah, there are ways to manage it and treat it and try to, the surgery is not the go-to option in this case.
Absolutely.
You have to get to the sort of the severe condition. Of it, but where does something like physical therapy come in? What are some of the things you would do?
So if you're suspecting that you're having some problems, you can talk to your doctor and they could definitely refer you to physical therapy. I mean, sometimes if it's mild enough, we can just give you a home program and tell you some do's and don'ts. Again, like I said, always assessing your posture, and sometimes that's hard for people to evaluate themselves.
Sure.
And then we can definitely, we have all kinds of treatments that we do for the carpal tunnel. We even have some medication that we can get in there through electrical stimulation that we use often. And then soft tissue work that we do quite a bit.
If people have questions, obviously talk to your doctor, but also if they have questions about what they could do at Active about this or maybe some other physical therapy options, what's the best way to find out more?
You could give us a call at 906-204-7400. Please look at our website at stayactiveup.com, and we would be happy to help you.
That's Sarah Gopal, physical therapist with the Ishpeming Clinic for Active Physical Therapy. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.